Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The optics of this, I feel like maybe we should switch chairs just because it looks like it's like Preston and Wee Man from Jackass 20 years ago.
Oh my God. Let's not get carried away.
I just called myself a guy who is 150 pounds heavier. I think I took the brunt of that insult, not you.
Well, I took the hoodie down after seeing that video. That was not a good look.
Yeah.
I wasn't even paying attention.
That's all right. No. Nobody has pointed that out on social media. They're very friendly on social media.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody ever says anything. Somebody earlier, I wore like a nice polo in. I can't remember if it was this week or it was probably this week. I don't know. Time's a flat circle. But somebody's like, why does Nick look like a traffic cone? And here's the thing. It was such a specific and accurate insult that I just had to like it. Like sometimes you like see like somebody on Facebook and, you know, never read Facebook comments, by the way. But you look on Facebook and it's like, this guy sucks and his wife should leave him. And you're like, all right, there's some validity there. But let's take 10 miles an hour off the fastball. But when they get it right, you just have to like it and say, well done, and move the hell on.
I think there's more vitriol on Twitter than there, or X, or whatever we're calling it today, more than Facebook.
Oh, I think it's probably even now, but I think you're right. Like, the discourse on
Twitter is toxic.
Yeah, and like, in a way, I mean, I think I was talking about that, like, you know, I just blew my lid on Monday. I did. I was just so fed up with this Browns organization and the situation was put in. But like, you know, everybody's talking about fans booing or fans cheering Deshaun's injury.
Yeah.
And my thought was, all right, where were these players when countless women would talk about how the Browns trading for Deshaun Watson with all those allegations out there made them feel,
yeah,
and grown-ass men shouting them down on social media,
yeah,
and calling them vitriolic names? Where are those players then? Because they seem pretty quiet, or maybe they just weren't on Twitter all of those days or TikTok all those days. Like, I think I'm not happy that Deshaun got hurt. I'm just happy for now the situation's over. I'm happy it can be about anything but Deshaun for the first time. Even if that's losing, I'm just happy that we just don't have to continue to have that conversation, because it was no win no matter where you were on the Deshaun conversation spectrum.
Yeah. I've been pretty clear. I think he's taking his last snap for the Browns. I think it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I know logistically it not necessarily is the case, but I don't know how either side runs that back.
Yeah.
If you're him, why do you want to come back? Yeah. Why do you want to come back? Yeah. Why? Well,
and you also wonder, like, I kind of threw this out there on Monday. It was so bad. And it's clear, like, he is a defeated guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to have any chance to reclaim this. I don't know how you can do that here. Like, this is the textbook definition of clean slate.
Yeah.
Even to the point where it makes me wonder, he got a lot of money already. Does he say, and not the whole thing, but hey, I'll take a haircut if you take a haircut, if you help me get somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't know that answer. Maybe he just says, I'm not playing anyways. I'll just focus on rehabbing and they'll cut me at the end of next year. I don't know what he wants, but I could imagine a world in which he says, I don't ever want to step foot back in Cleveland ever again.
Yeah, I think that's probably how it'll go. You don't have to make that decision now. He doesn't have to make a decision now about giving money back. They can have that conversation later. That's plenty of time for that. But I think it's over, and I think there's a way. I'm not an NFL cap expert by any means, but I think that there's a way to designate him a post-June 1 cut next year and take massive, massive historic cap hits each of the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're done with it.
This wasn't on the docket for today, but as you're talking about this, I'm big on learning your lesson. Like, as a normal person, life, when it administers a bleep kicking, I tend to wake up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I don't tend to have to learn a lesson twice when it's a real lesson.
Yeah.
Are the Browns going to learn their lesson from this? Are they going to look back and realize what led to this decision? And I'm talking about not just because it's so easy to just put it on the Haslams. Just everybody's role in this decision. Do you think that they're self-aware enough or self-scouting enough to do that?
I don't know, because it depends on what the lesson is you're trying to learn.
Because
I think there's multiple lessons to take from. I mean, we could really, I don't know what you wanted to talk about. We could really derail the whole thing and blow it up and talk about this. How deep do you want to go?
Let's just do it. Let's see where we go.
All right. So I do think, I've been thinking about this, and I was going to wait and write it when the whole thing's over. But I think when they said they wanted to do this, when they were all in, when they flew to Houston to see him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought at the time, like, you're going to have an uncomfortable press conference. It's going to be ugly. You have a lot of really uncomfortable questions to answer. And then you kind of get back to football and you go. And I think they probably felt like that's how it would go. And that's not how it went. Because if you remember, like, the New York Times story with the 67 or whatever the number, like, it was a mind-blowing number. That came after the trade. The HBO special came after the trade. It's like, and the Browns said they did their due diligence when they acquired them. And I know part of their due diligence was talking to, you know, Rusty Harden's attorneys, like his team of attorneys, and the women that worked for him went back to Gainesville and did some work on Deshaun and all that. But the Browns said they did their due diligence and they were comfortable with it. There is no way on earth that they knew there was a New York Times story coming with 67 different women lobbying allegations at Deshaun. There's no way. So I just think it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't think anyone saw that coming. And I know that maybe that's naive to say because the original allegations were gross, but it just kept getting worse after the trade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then obviously and listen, you can get as angry as you want. If he plays well, a lot of people don't care about the allegations, but he never played well. He never lived up to the contract. You know, Kobe Bryant is martyred today. Ben Roethlisberger left a hero in Pittsburgh. But Deshaun never played up to the contract. And Kobe obviously had deep ties to L.A. Ben had deep ties to Pittsburgh. Cleveland didn't know this guy from Adam. And obviously there was a deep tie to Baker. So there's a lot. So if the lesson to be learned from this, I guess I said all that to say, if the lesson to be learned from this is stop chasing players with bad character, I don't know if they learned that lesson or not.
No. I mean, it is a
pro maybe sports. to this extent, you say we can't do that again. If the lesson to be learned from is owners who just go and go and push and push and push and push and push. Because I didn't think Baker was good enough. I still stand by that. Baker wasn't good enough when he was here. He was not good enough. And he's playing fine in Tampa. Like, this is who he is. He's going to have years where he looks pretty good. He's going to have years where he looks not so great. But can he win you games when it really matters, when it's late and close? And so I thought they needed to move on from Baker and try and do better. So I understood why they went this route. But what role will ownership learn in this of – they've been learning lessons for over 10 years now. Have they learned any lessons? Because they're right back where they started.
So I think there is – because, I think Baker does have a ceiling, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can be Kirk Cousins and win a lot of games in football. I think one potential lesson is you bailed on Baker too early, meaning you hadn't consistently won. And so I think that they were trying to clear like three hurdles in the NFL all at once. And so the Deshaun trade to me represents a shortcut. There are really very few shortcuts available in the NFL. And usually they come with some sort of some trade-off that you're making there. Usually it's with an older quarterback and you're shortening your window a little bit, like with Matt Stafford in LA.
Yeah.
But like specific to the Deshaun decision, it doesn't matter that 31 other teams would just talent-wise trade Baker for Deshaun in a heartbeat. It matters where's your franchise been, where are they going, and how long have they had success.
I think what complicates where they were was Baker was up for a new contract, and I don't think they felt he was worth the type of money that it was going to take to sign him. And I'd agree with them. And it very rarely, I think it was Fran, I looked it up, I think Fran Tarkenton was the last time. Like Deshaun, it's easy to look at him now and kick him when he's down. He was a really good quarterback in Houston. He was a better quarterback than Baker, period. He was a better quarterback than Baker. There is no debate between that. And a guy his caliber, the last time like a Pro Bowl quarterback became available in the prime of his career was like 60 years ago. These guys just never become available. So you're right. It probably was a bit of a shortcut because the Haslams looked around and said, well, we've tried for 10 years to develop a quarterback and we can't do it, so let's just go buy one. And it didn't work. And look where it got them. And now it's probably as bad or worse than it's ever been.
I also think at some point, I think they asked themselves some questions. Are we comfortable with what Deshaun's accused of? Do we think this is going to get worse? And maybe these are some questions. Is Deshaun better than Baker? I tell you, I don't think they asked all the questions, which is, are we prepared? One, like, does Deshaun fit what we want to do? And they might have asked that a little bit, but did they really look at what Deshaun succeeded in? So I think it's like, you might have asked a couple key questions, but like, in hindsight, maybe you just go to the Deshaun offense, the Clemson, New England offense. Maybe just go with that. Did you go to Bill O'Brien? Did you talk to Clemson? Not just about the person, but you talk about concepts that worked for him. Like, those are things that I think over the last 3 years it felt like maybe they didn't answer. Or they asked and then disregarded the answer very quickly.
I reported at the time that Kevin and Deshaun sat in Rusty's office and cut clips together. And Kevin had an iPad and the two of them were going over plays of like, Kevin would show him a play. Okay, this is what you did. Okay, this is how we envision you in our system, running our system. And there seemed to be, at the time, a lot of agreement that it could work. Clearly, that has not been the case.
Pete Futek joins us next. College football news. We'll talk about Ohio State going into another matchup here. We'll get into the big games around college football as well on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.